Robert Atsushi, Judgment of God 3. It is not human knowledge that will make you good shepherds, but the divine ability that comes from on high and heavenly resources that God gives you for your qualification as an approved servant. Today pastors deceive the people to receive the offerings and promise riches to the poor by speaking things that God has not spoken. Many of such workers of deceit are on the list of hell. Church services and teachings must be grounded in the Word. The church has to observe the scriptures and be invested in the Word. In many ways, churches do strange services to their God mammon. They collect offerings saying it's for mission and charity, but they're actually lying and wasting all the money for themselves. They make innocent people walk the road of perdition. They do not want to repent of their sins, because they want to live like this. Their deeds are written in the book of righteousness. Their punishments will be severe in the fire of hell. Such pastors are causing spiritual damage to the work of God. Their sins will be aggravating and rewarded for their deeds. They are corrupt, who usurp and hijack the offices of bishops, pastors, and apostles without being servants of God. They are doers of unlawful, shameful and abominable deeds. They are dry branches that have never been part of the vine that is Jesus. And many will be cut off if they hearken to these false teachers. They will be punished according to the doctrine of God. Pastors receive huge wages to care for a church. Their hearts corrupted by money and make them take advantage when the opportunity arises to deceive. Their eternal prizes are already waiting for their hopes. The punishment that is prepared for them is terrible. Their corrupt gospels preaching in the four corners of the world will serve their own condemnation. You have no right to preach another gospel or to change what the apostles have founded. You are liars who deceive people, turning them from the truth so that you squeeze the most money out of them. If you could see the terrible valley of fire waiting for you in hell, you would shudder with great fears. A great dread would take hold of your soul. You are abominable who take advantage of someone else's money that was destined to save lives. And you continue to pilfer and siphon the money that does not belong to you to satisfy your heart full of avarice and greed. Stop putting your covetous hands on the money. God will supply enough for your needs, be content with that. Your iniquities are far beyond your limits and the judgment of God is ripe to come down. You travel to other countries with the money of the flock, enjoying all the income of the church with your family. Repent and stop practicing sin. Many of these pastors pay actors and actresses to disguise themselves as demoniacs and paralytics. These actors receive money to pretend they are dead and then resurrect in the midst of the church through the words of these shepherds. You are charlatans and deceive innocent souls. You manipulate your workers by giving jobs because they cover up your frauds and support your lies. You take advantage of people's innocence to extort your money. First, they gain their trust and then deceive and profit by being authorities in the church. They are causing damage in the spirit world, souls are going to hell because of you. Their lies preach this easy gospel without renunciation. They fail to speak the truth, only preaching the money and the pleasures of the flesh, failing to preach the saving gospel. They are making the sheep walk in tortuous paths. Their conduct is not compatible with the Word. Amend your lives before God or you will pay for their actions when you die. The sentence of God is coming to you and it will be sad for those who heard this word and yet not lived it. I have an exhortation to the pastors who began well in the work and are letting sin in. Some of you do not give positions to what God has prepared and trained for work but give jobs to those who idolize you. In carnal religious institutions, the demons operate freely with their diabolical agendas and cunning schemes. Many of these churches wanted to destroy my ministry with false slander and scandal. Many shepherds see the sin of their flock, but they do not denounce it. They omit to talk about sin, closing their eyes and pretending they cannot see. They receive tithes and do not talk about sin so they can have that money every month. If you ignore sin, you become partakers and corruptors of souls. You cannot deceive God. The eyes of the spiritual world are upon you. A legion of devils and angels are watching what is happening. The Holy Spirit is on earth everywhere seeing everything, it is omnipresent. You want to take advantage of the naive and ignorant sheep in the spirit world, but you are signing your own sentences. Shepherds who have unbridled covetousness are digging their graves in hell when they are taking possession of what is not theirs and allowing sin to reign in their congregations. You allow the sinners to preach at the altar. They are financing the false prophets with the money of the people to preach in their churches. They are financing the false singers with the offerings of the house of God. False Levites benefit greatly from the church's bank accounts. You shepherds give jobs to the workers in sin and unqualified by God while despising the ones who are trained and qualified by God. You do not keep the pure and undefiled doctrine, and you corrupt the knowledge of the truth by teaching lies. You are making it easier for false doctrines to enter the church. You are bringing news of an illusory, thornless gospel. You do not practice true doctrine, so you sin and offend the holiness of God. You are called to obey God and teach the sheep the true doctrine. How many of you are making the workers work for you, not for God? You pastors have served only your selfish interests in the works, and not serve the interests of the owner of the work, who is Jesus. Many of you are not anointed as God-raised shepherds. You are not allowed to found churches without receiving the training of God. You will face serious consequence if you do not work to indoctrinate the souls in pure and undefiled truths of the Word of God. When you come before Lord Jesus and you cannot save your flock, Jesus will say this: "I did not send you to open churches, you wanted to take responsibility for these souls, now I will require the blood of their souls from your hands." Those who want to play a leadership role in churches take courses to be pastors. Maybe they do this to gain status and recognition. Know that if you do this, you are entering into a great bond that may cost you your salvation. Already for the pastors that God has qualified for the work, if He put you in a church, the flock puts their trust in your leadership. The flock has the right to hear the truth even if they choose not to live in holiness. Pastors should not hide their truth. You should not falsify the gospel with miraculous stories. You are not the owner of the flock to do what you want. The souls were bought by the blood of Jesus and already have its owner. Jesus revealed to me several churches that do not teach the way to truth. They are famous churches that have become rich with millionaires. Some are very old and ancient that started by earnestly preaching the true and holy gospel. Over the latter years, they began to be corrupted by lying doctrines. The ancient churches served God and won many souls. People who died in ancient times when they were taught the truth are in heaven. These same churches are now contributing to the kingdom of darkness. How many are dying following their lies and descending to hell? Other churches were founded on lies, heresies, and false doctrines by their false founders. These churches have sent many members to hell for several years. All these churches are in the lie and do not preach correction and holiness. Some founders of these churches who preach the pleasures of the flesh are already in hell. All the evil these shepherds have done are recorded in the book of condemnation that will be used against them. There is marked the day, the date, the hour, the month, the year, and the place where they practice their abominations. Jesus did not allow me to speak the name of those churches that are on the list of denominations reproached by Him. How many people have already lost their eternal life and their reward due to the false teachings of these shepherds? Many souls are being indoctrinated in false doctrines and are losing the crowns of eternal life. I had a vision that their souls are dark and their garments stained. What soul will be delivered from a mouth that does not speak the truth? These pastors have no competence in the work, have not received authority from Jesus, and are not their legitimate servants. How many young people are dying ahead of time for not being released and delivered from sin and bondage? Many young people are possessed by the demons of the games. Young people, repent of your sins and God will annul your condemnation and repeal the eternal sentence upon you. Workers, God says, have courtesy, goodwill, and be vigilant and dedicated to the work of God. Be holy, do not ill-treat evildoers, and do not offend souls even if they are vile and abominable. Do not treat the work of God as a light matter, do not abandon it, and do not neglect to care for it. Learn to discipline your bodies in doctrine. The work that Jesus bought with His blood, pastors should not be careless and negligent to destroy the work. The angels are overseeing all the holy and false churches for the day of judgment. Everything is written down in a book and nothing goes unnoticed before the eyes of the angels. They note everything bad or good that happens in the house of prayer. They are witnesses of our sins and also of our holiness. They in the presence of the Holy Spirit turn away when we sin. So you need to be careful about your lives. The angel is seeing everything you do right or wrong in your homes and at work. The accusing demons also note the sins. If you live by prostitution on the sly and then preach and praise in the church, the angel and the demons are watching. And in the last judgment, they will testify as witnesses of your good and bad deeds. The Word will punish pastors who use psychological tactics to take advantage of people. The Word will punish the thieves of the treasures of the house of God. Every church that stands up against a holy church will suffer spiritual consequences, God will allow the legions to oppress them to repent. Know that no sin will go unnoticed from the eyes of God. The crowns of eternal life will be taken from all who rise up against the holy work. Names will be scratched from the book of life. Some shepherds died practicing robbery without being given time to repent. Other shepherds, God has already empowered devils to bring their souls to the reapers. There are perverse sins that God is not letting to go on. Many false shepherds have touched God's little ones and are going down to hell. The moment to recognize your faults and to sanctify yourself is now. Pastors, you have a chance to get rid of your acts. Use all the money for the benefit of souls and invest in the work of God. Buy houses for those who do not have them and food for those who need them. Upon receiving these revelations, the Holy Spirit wept inside me. I could feel the same pain that He feels. It's something terrible that shatters true and holy people from the inside. This is inexplicable. I cannot describe the pain. It's so deep and strong. The shepherds are sending souls to hell and the Holy Spirit will act seeing it happen. The work of God is being destroyed by the false shepherds. How many fields of sheep are missing? You pastors are committing the same sins as other pastors who have already died. Do you not know that the work does not belong to you, but there is an authority that is far above your charge? You treat the work with neglect and promote divergence from the true and holy doctrine. You are so reckless that your sins are piling up before God. You know what to do as a pastor. Each position teaches what to do. After this revelation, I marked a day of the vigil with the church. The Holy Spirit impacted the night of our vigil, as it reached people who are not of our ministry. I had a vision with several black wolves with red eyes prowling around the church. One voice said, "These are the canine demons." These demons entered the church looking like wild beasts. When they approached us, they became meek, devoid of action and calm. These four-legged demons stood motionless and still near us. I remembered the passage of Daniel in the den of lions where they had not touched him, but they had broken the wicked. I had a vision of the demons walking with the wolves in the chain that are the same ones that tried to attack us. The demons, when they saw the people in the street, released the wolves that attacked the people in the town. What is the function of these werewolves? These werewolf demons jump at the throats of people to kill by choking. Many people die from cardiac or respiratory arrest and also from stroke through these attacks. Their sharp claws kill people when their nails penetrate the skull or strangle the heart from within the chest. They attack the head, the heart, and the neck. Once the Christian falls from the faith by straying from the path of truth, the demons will have the strength to reap his life. That night the devilish wolves fled from our church and many weak souls were strengthened. I saw pieces of rotting flesh coming out of their souls. They are spiritual things of evil strongholds in their lives. One voice said, "These souls have cancer in their interiors, which is worse than cancer of the flesh." Any Catholic who stepped foot in our church, God honored by giving him deliverance and blessing. After that vigil, the anointing followed us wherever we went. The imprisoned prisoners and captives were shattered, leading them as freed men and women. In our church, we are not influenced by books of the word sellers, and we do not follow man's theology. We are taught by the Holy Spirit and we reject any booklets from other churches. Our church is connected with the whole heaven. All the rules that are in paradise are in our church. We depend on our King's approval on how to teach and praise. We are in tune with heaven and the spiritual effect that is happening in our midst is supernatural. We obey His decrees and do wherever He tells us. The Holy Spirit has governed our church. He has controlled our lives and disciplined the rebels. He has guided us and liberated lives. He has instructed us and warned us about the events. He has commanded us to the services of the kingdom. All we do is with the consent of the Holy Spirit. We ask His permission to do anything, even to anoint a worker. To take office, I need the approval of the Holy Spirit. We ask His permission to anoint the workers, for He alone knows who is qualified or not for work. The churches where holiness is taught are controlled by the Holy Spirit and all are linked to Him. Churches that are subordinate to God win wars. Churches clad in the armor of God who was born of the Word are victorious. Such churches were in the heart and dreams of God being they were founded. It is God's desire to see more churches like this. These churches that submit to live the Word receive God-given authority over the darkness that reigns on earth. These churches have the right to inherit eternal life by doing the will of God. I do not want to appear in this work, to be called a prophet, a priest of God, or an intermediary of salvation. I want my person to be neutralized so that people will forget me and remember Jesus. I am nothing in the face of all that is happening in my ministry. Once I was miserable, blind, and lost. And if today I am being used to accomplish the wonders of God, there is a greater force operating in this ministry, which without it I become nothing. Who was Samson without the power of the Holy Spirit? He was an ordinary and blind man. I only want you to see Jesus in this work, for I will not be guilty if the flock exalts me in the place of the one who deserves all the glory. Many souls are going to hell by worshiping their shepherds who are used by God. They do not glorify God for using their shepherds, but they idolize man and not God who works all in all. I do not want the privileges of men, for my reward is already won. I just want to serve the people as long as I live. I do not want to be treated like a star. I treat no one different from the other. I will not benefit those who are closest to me. I just want to fulfill my call to this mission. My goal is to finish this work and conclude it until Jesus calls me. I want to be more efficient in this holy work for which I am responsible. I treat all alike, not to allow jealousy to fester in the hearts of Christians who are weak. I treat the wicked visitors who come here the same way I treat my flock. I do not like to treat some better than the others, because that does not please God and cause strife. I am not interested in wanting to appear in the services. If I stand out as a prophet, I renounce myself. I will not promote workers to the great offices to satisfy their egos and vanities. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge, he putteth down one, and setteth up another. P 75-6-7. Let Jesus come to exalt you and promote you. All that I do is to magnify the name of Jesus. I was born to exalt Jesus and make his name known all over the world. Even to change my dwelling I pray to God, I cannot do this of my own free will. I live anywhere if God commands. Wherever he sends me, there is a great harvest waiting for me and a barn of souls to win. I have lost many members to the enticements of another gospel. The demons have tried to take the workers out of my pasture, but God has opened the eyes of many. This revelation I am passing on is for the whole church and all of the world. There are prophecies that are meant only for one person or for that whole congregation. But what I say is for all the churches in the four corners of the world. I was praying and God brought me a revelation that is not meant to be. God revealed me a couple. One of them does not serve Jesus, in that case, it is a man. This man's wife is a Christian. Jesus revealed to me that this man has a mistress. I'm against divorce and I did not tell her. And Jesus told me about the deception and the lie in this marriage. I had a vision of this man buying a gun. And Jesus said, "Do not talk about that marital betrayal for the woman. She will speak to her spouse who has been revealed about the betrayal. Her husband will deny this, but his hatred will make a legion of demons come to him. She will speak the name of the revelation. He will buy the weapon because of this revelation and will go after you, my servant. This Satan trap is for you if you tell the revelation. If he speaks to his wife, she will begin to distrust him and anger will rise in his heart, causing him to kill her. She will die because of your tongue. Do not speak the revelation. Keep with you and just pray for it." With this revelation I received from God, I learned that we cannot speak all the revelations we receive. There is the revelation that will bring destruction, so it is better to keep it within ourselves. This revelation I have reserved for myself so that there may be peace between that couple. After this revelation, I had a vision of three servants of God who were raptured the moment I prayed. Jesus allowed me to see what was happening to them. The first who was caught up met an angel. He is a pastor who has received an important role on earth. The angel poured an anointing oil on his head. The second man I saw is a missionary who was raptured. The angel showed a map to where he will preach the gospel. And the time he had to preach the gospel is short before Satan takes those lives. He has to preach to the people. The third that was taken was a bishop. He received a training anointing through an oil poured by the angel upon him. The bishop signed his name on a liability contract. He was aware that he could not break that deal. Each one received a spiritual condition according to his functions. The bishop was led to pray, the missionary was vigilant, and the pastor had to renounce some sins that gave legality to the demons. These three men were given dangerous missions but were trained to do them. All that these three men will do is in God's permission and are divine commands to be fulfilled. Woe to those who rise up against the works of these three men. They will touch the work of God and war against the Holy Spirit himself. What struck me most is that the bishop was granted 3 years to perform his work in the harvest. The angel said, You have a term of 3 years and will die. Speed up the work and run against time. In those 3 years, you will be 70 years old and God has determined to gather your soul. The pastor of another work asked the angel to heal his heart. The angel said, Jesus will not allow me to heal you, for this is the thorn that will keep your humility. He will carry this sickness and die of cardiac arrest. The concerned pastor said he would live for a short time because of the illness because he was only 52 years old. The angel did not reveal the day of his death but said that he would not reach the age of 65, for God has determined that it will lead to his soul because of Satan's plans to corrupt him. The angel told him to live in holiness because at any moment he can be gathered. The 36-year-old missionary also asked the angel if he would live long. The angel said that the love of his Jesus is very great for his soul and he is asked to continue obeying the word. The angel said, You are young, do not worry, for your walk in the work is great. He is a virtuous servant and will receive a special mission to accomplish in the work of God. After this vision, Jesus revealed to me that there are people who open churches without receiving this special mission from God. There are churches that are the works of men and not of God. These churches are directed according to the will of man. I want to give a revealed message to the church. Jesus does not want to expose his nakedness and his sins before men. He just wants to see your repentance and your confessions of your sins. Be sincere in heart and ask for forgiveness truly without the desire to go back on your sins. Because at the last judgment the sins will be exposed and many will be ashamed, do not let this terrible day come. When they repent and on that day God will open the book of condemnation and will have no charges against them in their records, for the blood of the Lamb has acknowledged his genuine repentance and blotted out his transgressions. Today is the day to repent and have your sins forgiven. Church, today you have the opportunity to correct yourself by renouncing your works of evil. It's all in your hands to decide what to do in your life. Through this word, you have the power to choose. It's time to forgive. It's time to forget everything bad that has happened. Today is the day of wanting to live a new life. God gives you the freedom to get to Him. For every sin, there is a kind of torture in hell. There is no respect from demons, they torture the image of God that is you. In hell, there is no breath and no rest, the burden weighs upon you for all time. A yoke of bondage is forever laid upon your shoulders. There is no place for the saints in this place. Neither does the earth have power over the bodies of the saints who have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Hell has no power over the souls of the saints, for we are already separated and do not belong to this place. Many people will not let you believe my testimony. These people will put doubts and uncertainties. These people are Christians themselves and pastors. Many of them will hear this testimony and will not believe it, but they will remember every word of this testimony when in hell. I want to leave the last message to you that have not yet become a Christian. You who are in the world and live in your sins thinking you are free to do everything you want. In fact, you are imprisoned in the pleasures, vices, and sins of the flesh. The demons are acting in your lives secretly. You are stuck in your chains. You are like people who live a life without rules doing everything you want. Today you have the chance to hear your invitation of love saying, Come to me, I love you. He is a generous God and wants to renew you by giving you a new life. If you surrender to Him, do not doubt His power. The work of God will be effective in your life. Submit your bodies in prayer and you will see the divine operation being accomplished in your lives. The presence of the Holy Spirit will become so real as to control your being. You will feel that someone is living in you and regularizing your lives. It will complete your life, filling the spaces and will no longer be empty. Spiritual tools will be delivered into your hands. He moves mountains by you and takes action on your behalf until you stop the world. Our life is complete with God, without Him we are empty. May the peace of Jesus come upon all the hearers. Amen.